Now, Donegal businesses are being encouraged to display a breastfeed welcome here mark, which was launched last week. Ireland has one of the lowest rates of breastfeeding in the world. And the welcome mark, which has been developed by First 1000 Days, has been established in keeping with the goals of the National Maternity Strategy. Now, Michelle Gray is a First 1000 Days dietitian and joins me on the programme now. How are you, Michelle?
Hi, how are you? Thank you very much for having me on.
Very glad to have you on. Now, already on board, and credits where it's credit where it is due, is Boots and Oscar's Cafe Bar in Donegal. As far as we're aware, that... those are the only ones at this point that have committed to the mark, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah, and we're delighted to have them on board. So we've actually got Boots nationwide on board, so they've got 84 stores across Ireland. And yeah, absolutely delighted as well to have Oscar's Bar in Buncrana on board as well. And it's only a week, I suppose, since we have launched it, so we're hoping we'll get a lot more businesses signed up to it very, very shortly.
It's a debate that has been ongoing, isn't it, or hasn't it? Why are we so sensitive to breastfeeding?
I know, it's a very good question, and I wish I had a straight answer, and I don't. There's, I suppose, a few reasons, but there is Irish research to show that one of the key reasons why women don't breastfeed here in Ireland is that kind of sense of embarrassment, you know, the kind of, maybe, you know, they're not comfortable with, you know, exposing maybe some of the breast in public, and it's very little, in fairness, that you do expose, but it is down to embarrassment, and we just want to kind of, you know, brush that away and make it, you know, the norm to breastfeed and make it a little bit trendy and a little bit cool and just come out of the dark ages, I suppose, because we are very much behind when we think of, you know, countries in Scandinavia and like Australia as well, where their rates are up on, you know, 90-95% compared to us, where our initiation rates of breastfeeding are only 56%.
But the problem is it not that perhaps maybe now, because of people's hang-ups, we've skipped a generation or two, mm-hmm. in that, you know, historically, mums perhaps would have helped their daughters with their daughters, or perhaps nurses would have had more time to you know, go through the process with mums in hospitals. So we're well behind as a result of that, or is that a factor?
Yeah, absolutely. Both those are absolutely correct. Like, if you think of our maternity hospitals, and they're fantastic midwives and lactation consultants that are working in them, but they are so, like, under pressure, you know, with the amount of people that they're seeing. So they don't get that time, you know, that one-to-one time with their mums to make sure, you know, they do get established properly and, you know, that they're well on the way on the breastfeeding journey. And, you know, when they go home as well, there isn't that support in the community as well. And also, as you mentioned, you know, the art of breastfeeding has just been lost. I think it skipped maybe a couple of generations. So, you know, back a couple of generations, it would have been like the kind of trend to formula feed, because it was a kind of indication of your economic status that you're able to afford formula. So that art was lost. So unfortunately, you know, we just need to bring it back and get it back on trend, as I say.
Now, putting your dietitian hat firmly on, I mean, the benefits of breastfeeding to the child and mother, they're not anecdotal. I mean, they're real.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's loads of research to show that it's really good in terms of the baby's immunity, but more so in terms of reducing obesity. And we know that by breastfeeding your baby for at least 6 months, that you can actually reduce your child's chance of being obese at 9 years of age. So it's the long-term effects that we're seeing. So reducing the chance of being obese at 9 years of age by 50%. So it's huge, absolutely huge. And you just have to remember that breast milk is nutritionally tailored to each individual baby, whereas if you buy formula, it's kind of a one-size-fits-all. Whereas, yeah, breast milk, like, it contains different amount of nutrients depending on the mother and the baby as well.
And often, you know, we can talk, blame companies, you know, that provide formula, but they're very responsible in that regard. Danone Early Life Nutrition are backing this campaign. In fact, the First 1,000 Days is their movement. But generally, you hear the adverts, you know, that indicate that the breast is best. But, you know, we do have products that can help some people or are helpful at a certain stage of development.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Danone Early Life Nutrition, like, they are behind First 1000 Days and this initiative to increase breastfeeding rates. And, you know, as a company, we truly believe that breastfeeding is best, and we're really with this campaign. And again, it is non-commercial, but we're putting our money where our mouth is and really trying to promote breastfeeding as much as possible. And, you know, if it doesn't work, you know, that's fine as well, you know, there is alternatives, but you know, really just trying to concentrate on getting the rates up.
Is it time that it was incentivized? I know in some European countries, the government will help out in some way. I've never really looked into the background to that on how they prove it or how it works, but you know, it is encouraged at a government level financially almost.
Yeah, well, I suppose maybe that's the way we need to approach it as well, you know, approaching it at a government level. And hopefully, you know, they will take this kind of issue seriously and, you know, help get our breastfeeding rates up. But I think it really is, it's just a mindset nearly of the Irish population. That'd be the biggest thing. If we can get over that, and if we can just make the norm, and even like bring it into schools, like teaching girls at a young age, like in transition year or whatever, about breastfeeding. Because I know when I grew up, I was never taught about breastfeeding. It wasn't until I was in college studying dietetics that I really learned about breastfeeding. So we're not exposed to it at a young age, and you know, where we don't see women out in public breastfeeding. So when it actually comes to the age when we're having babies, you know, it's just so alien to us. So it's just about, again, bringing it back on trend and just normalising it.
Yeah, well, back to that, and back to the Oscars in the north of the county in Boots as well. They're stepping up to the mark. We want to see more Donegal businesses to try and break that stigma, because I think, you know, that's what it is. Or maybe people don't want to be judged, or people are too easily offended. I know when I floated this on social media, the general consensus was, you know, well, what's the big deal? If you want to breastfeed, breastfeed.
Yeah, and it's great if you do have that confidence. But unfortunately, like, especially when you just have a newborn baby, there's so many things going on. And that, you know, if you have even that little bit of fear that if you go out to a cafe or a restaurant, or if you're out in the shops and you need to breastfeed, sometimes, you know, you might have a little bit of fear that someone might tell you to cover up or leave. And there has been in the media of late, you know, some restaurants and cafes where women are told to cover up or leave because other customers feel uncomfortable. So there's always that little thing at the back of your head. So this is what we want to do with the breastfeeding welcome here, Mark, from First 1000 Days. It's just to reassure mums that, yeah, if you're out with your baby and you have to go about your daily duties when you have a baby, that you're more than welcome into our establishment and breastfeed if you need to. And we'll accommodate you as much as possible, whether that's pulling a chair out or giving you a free glass of water maybe, or just asking simply, are you okay?
Well, businesses can do this of their own accord, but if they want to get involved with this movement, or if mums or prospective mums want more information, do you have a website that they can check out?
We do indeed. So just log on to first1000days.ie, and once you get onto the homepage, you'll see the tab there to click on to the Breastfeeding Welcome Here logo. And then there's information for mums and dads, and also for businesses on how they can sign up. And it's just simple. You just enter your business details, and you're really agreeing there that as a company you welcome mothers to breastfeed in your establishment. And I know it's a legal right anyways, but you're welcoming them even more. And we'll send them out the stickers and all the information they need, and they can always contact us as well by email and the phone number as well, which is on our website.
Okay, Michelle Gray, First 1000 Days Dietitian, thank you very much.
Lovely, thank you very much.